Hi, Technology Espresso listeners. This is Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. And from time to time, David and I are out and about at various networking or speaking engagements or training classes or working on new projects. And when that happens, we still want to deliver you a daily sip podcast. So we're going to leverage technology. We write the content and then a program converts it into a digitized voice. So from time to time, you'll listen to an episode and you'll hear one of those digitized voices. The male version happens to be called David and the female version is named Sarah. So if you hear David or Sarah, just know that they're reading our content because we're out and about serving this STEAM community. But know that we'll be back and you'll definitely hear live episodes. And I know it's been a while since we've had David on the mic, but I'll be interviewing him very soon as he shares with you our experience during our international travel to Barcelona. Know that STEAM is an international, a global movement. Every country, and I dare say even every village, understands the opportunity that STEM brings to help solve problems on both a local and a national level. So we're going to share with you what we've discovered and as we expand our international partnerships. Know that science, technology, engineering, art, and math are a language in itself that crosses all countries, all races, and has the power to unite us all toward creating a better future. So, stay tuned and enjoy the new content brought to you by Sarah and David.
Hello there, Tech Espresso listeners. This is a new format we are using whenever David and Jacqueline can't record the daily sip. We are going to leverage technology to make sure you can keep getting information and inspiration. So, on this episode of Technology Espresso, we are going to use an online audio technology to read a few paragraphs on the topic of using your whole brain and learning styles. Today's subject matter was picked by Jacqueline Sanders Blackman. We hope you find it helpful and insightful. That's why we call ourselves Technology Espresso. We are about using technology to help us move forward and helping you achieve your dreams. Many people recognize that each person prefers different learning styles and techniques. Learning styles group common ways that people learn. Everyone has a mix of learning styles. Some people may find that they have a dominant style of learning, with far less use of the other styles. Others may find that they use different styles in different circumstances. There is no right mix. Nor are your styles fixed. You can develop ability in less dominant styles, as well as further develop styles that you already use well. Using multiple learning styles and multiple intelligences for learning is a relatively new approach. This approach is one that educators have only recently started to recognize. Traditional schooling used, and continues to use, mainly linguistic and logical teaching methods. It also uses a limited range of learning and teaching techniques. Many schools still rely on classroom and book-based teaching, a lot of repetition, and pressured exams for reinforcement and review. A result is that we often label those who use these learning styles less favored learning styles often find themselves in lower classes, with various not-so-complementary labels and sometimes lower-quality teaching. This can create positive and negative spirals that reinforce the belief that one is smart or dumb. So, now I'll give you a list of the 7 learning styles. 1. Visual, spatial. You prefer using pictures, images, and spatial understanding. 2. Auditory musical. You prefer using sound and music. You like to use rhyming and pattern to remember things. 3. Verbal, linguistic. You prefer using words, both in speech and writing. 4. Physical, kinesthetic. You prefer using your body, hands, and sense of touch. 5. Logical, mathematical. You prefer using logic, reasoning, and systems. 6. Social, interpersonal. You prefer to learn in groups or with other people. 7. Solitary, intrapersonal. You prefer to work alone and use self-study. Why? Recognizing and understanding your own learning styles or your child's learning style, you can use techniques better suited to you. This improves the speed and quality of your learning. We hope you found the topic engaging. Think about how you can take this information and apply it and use it in your real-world endeavors. If you would like to share feedback, you can email us at technologyexpresso@gmail.com, or if you want to make it easy to listen and leave comments, then download our new mobile app, and it will be easy to stay in touch. Also go to the mobile app store and search on Steam Dream Makers. Thank you for listening and contributing to Technology Expresso. Together and collectively we will rise up. Just continue to listen, learn, leverage, and launch. This concludes today's Daily STEM Information Podcast, or SIP for short.